Special witness, follow me, Elder Joseph B. Worthlin of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Did you know that when Elder Worthlin was young, he liked to go fishing with his father? Here he encourages us to leave behind our sins and follow Jesus Christ. Casting their nets into the Sea of Galilee, Peter and Andrew stopped as Jesus of Nazareth approached, looked into their eyes, and spoke the simple words, "Follow me." The two fishermen straightway left their nets and followed him. Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. Have you ever wondered what it must have been like to have lived in the days of the Savior? If you had been there, would you have heeded his call, "Follow me"? Perhaps a more realistic question might be, if the Savior were to call you today, would you be just as willing to leave your nets and follow him? I am confident that many would. But for some it may not be such an easy decision. Some have discovered that nets, by their very nature, are sometimes not so easy to leave. Nets come in many sizes and shapes. Nets can be our work, our hobbies, our pleasures, and above all else, our temptations and sins. In short, a net can be anything that pulls us away from our relationship with our Heavenly Father or from His restored church. How do we follow the Savior? By obeying Him. He and our Heavenly Father have given us commandments, not to punish or torment us, but to help us come to a fullness of joy, both in this life and for the eternities to come. When the Master of ocean, earth, and sky calls to us, "Follow me," we should leave the entangling worldly nets behind and follow His footsteps. Note, from an April 2002 General Conference Address. End of note. End of the article, Special Witness, "Follow Me," by Elder Joseph B. Worthlin of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles.